Kessler and News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's time for Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer to join his invitation to Israel's prime minister to address a joint session of Congress. Bob Agnew reports.
Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish official in U.S. history, ruffled feathers back in March when he called for new elections in Israel to replace Benjamin Netanyahu for his handling of the war in Gaza. At the time, he accused Netanyahu of losing his way. Now Speaker Johnson says he told Schumer this week he needed to, quote, sign the joint letter, and if not, we're going to proceed and invite Netanyahu just to the House, and I'll send individual invitations to senators. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Justice Department is suing Oklahoma over its immigration law.
The Justice Department has sued Oklahoma over a state law that seeks to impose criminal penalties on those living in the state illegally. The law makes it a state crime, punishable by up to 2 years in prison, to live in the state without legal immigration status. The suit says the Oklahoma law violates the U.S. Constitution and seeks to have a federal court to declare it invalid and bar the state from enforcing it. Similar laws passed in Texas and Iowa are already facing challenges from the Justice Department. I'm Norman Hall.
The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency has toured the Houston area to assess the damage from last week's deadly storms. Local officials are reassuring residents still without power that their lights will be back on and that they can soon begin rebuilding their lives. CenterPoint Energy says it expects to restore power to more than 90% of customers in the Houston area by Wednesday. FEMA has approved small business loans and federal disaster assistance to help Southeast Texas residents impacted by last week's storms. On Wall Street, the Dow by 66 points, the NASDAQ rose 37. This is SRN News. What do you think of the filibuster?
Well, if you are a Democratic politician, you hate it and want to get rid of it, even though you defended it just a few years ago when Republicans were trying to kill it. The filibuster requires 60 votes in the Senate to advance most legislation and is used by the minority party to force their opponents into compromise. But now many Democrats say they would end the filibuster to pass a national abortion law forcing pro-life states to allow the procedure. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Donald Trump's support from evangelicals and other conservative Christians is strong. The former president won 8 in 10 white evangelical Christians' votes in 2016 and 2020. He's maintained support from this group. Dr. Mark Devine of Beeson Divinity School tells the American Reformer conservative Christians support Mr. Trump because, quote, elected Democrats and unelected bureaucrats have an evil agenda, unquote. This is SRN News. An investigation by leading news organizations has accused the European Union of knowing involvement in human rights violations against migrants of sub-Saharan Africa.
The journalists interviewed 50 migrants who said they'd been dumped in the most inhospitable parts of North Africa, where they're exposed to kidnapping, torture, sexual violence, and in some cases, death. Under the European Union's own laws, it's obliged to respect fundamental human rights, but it's conceded that rights assessments are not conducted when funding migrant projects.
BBC correspondent Richard Hamilton reporting. Thailand's National Museum has welcomed back two ancient statues illegally trafficked from Thailand by a British collector of antiquities that were returned from the collection of New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.